My name is Jens Peter Sørensen. I came to America from Denmark in September of 1889 with my wife Dorothea and our children Mary, Peter, Christian, and Carl. I sold the farmstead to my son Peter and his wife Martha, but continued to live with them. Peter and Martha had 10 children, 5 daughters and 5 sons. 2 of the boys died as infants, but the rest of the children have lived to adulthood. Our home is of log construction. On the first floor you'll find our kitchen, pantry, and parlor. The kitchen is the center of activity in our home. The wood-burning stove is the only source of heat for the house. It has also a water reservoir and a warming shelf. Do you like our new telephone? It has been a wonderful way to correspond with our friends and neighbors. If you'll notice the list on the wall, you will see that each family has to listen for their particular combination of short and or long rings to know when the call is for them. All phones are on party lines, and the central operator often passes along important news like election results and the latest gossip. The pump outside is where we draw our drinking water. We also have a pump right in the kitchen, which brings water from the cistern located in the cellar. A cistern collects the rainwater from the roof and stores it so that it can be used for washing clothes or bathing. The pantry is a large storage area for bakery and foodstuffs. We also keep utensils that are not used frequently, like the ice cream maker and the bread mixer, in the pantry. The parlor is only used on Sundays and for company. The parlor organ provides my family with hours of entertainment as the children learn to play. Upstairs are 3 bedrooms and a closet. The room with the sewing machine is the girls' bedroom, since it sits directly over the kitchen and is therefore the warmest room. One room is now set up as a nursery, and the closet is a playroom. Take care as you go down the stairs, as they are very steep. Please proceed up the hill past the apple orchard to the Shadyside School.